This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Civil rights icon Jesse Jackson added his voice Thursday to the chorus calling for change in Kenosha. Jackson spoke at a press conference with Wisconsin NAACP leaders and local officials. Jackson condemned the shooting of Jacob Blake by a Kenosha officer. Blake was seriously injured but survived.
Shot in the back 7 times.
Seven times in front of his children.
No justification.
Jackson said the Blake shooting is part of a pattern. He named other Black people who were killed or harmed by police. Laquan McDonald, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. Kwaku Smith, a psychologist who has worked with the Milwaukee Bucks, talked about the trauma of seeing excessive force used against Black people over and over.
I'm also here because I'm a Black man. And all of us have had some type of trauma. So when you see every athlete stand up, they're more than athletes. When you see every reverend, when you see every community member, they're not just talking about stuff that they see. We can talk about the plates, the Trayvon Martin, the Tamir Rice's, but we're also talking from a personal knowledge. We've all been traumatized, and every time something like this happens, we're all traumatized.
The Reverend Jackson said protests should continue until the officers involved in the Blake shooting are indicted. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is in charge of the investigation.
We must protest until the three of them have been indicted.
Right. Convicted. And prosecuted.
Yes, sir.
Indicted.
Prosecuted.
Then convicted and prosecuted.
Right.
And indicted first.
Exactly.
They must not sleep at home at night in comfort.
Jackson was planning to visit Jacob Blake in the hospital. Family members say he's partially paralyzed. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.